You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced its plan to tackle waste in New Zealand with an investment in recycling infrastructure and expanding the levy scheme. For more on this, I'm now joined by the Associate Minister for the Environment, Eugenie Sage. Minister, thank you for joining me.
Kia ora.
What does this new plan include and what will it do in terms of cleaning up New Zealand?
So the waste levy goes on waste that goes to landfill, and then all of the revenue that's generated is recycled back into projects for businesses, councils, community organisations to recover materials and minimise waste. So there have been three reviews which have recommended that the levy be expanded to all landfills, not just the ones that take household waste, and that it be increased. So this government is the first government that has adopted those recommendations. So we're expanding it and we're increasing it from $10 a tonne to up progressively to $60 a tonne by 2024-25. And what we also announced yesterday was $124 million of investment in new infrastructure in the materials recovery reuse space. Because what COVID showed us was that we are very vulnerable here in Aotearoa because we don't have enough plants to recover valuable materials out of the waste stream, reprocess and recycle them. So this $124 million upfront investment will help with infrastructure for new organic, like food waste processing, plastics, some of the plastic materials to pelletise them into resin and make them into new products, and to really improve our curbside recycling scheme.
You mentioned yesterday that our landfills have increased by about 48% in capacity in the last 10 years alone. How much rubbish do we have in our landfills? Should we be concerned by the amount of rubbish we are creating?
So it's the volume of rubbish that we as New Zealanders send to landfills has increased by 48% over the last 10 years. We have a rubbish record on waste here in Aotearoa. We don't have good information on the actual volume in all the landfills. And one of the things that the $124 million will help fund is weigh bridges at landfills that are now going to be subject to the levy. So when trucks go across those weigh bridges, it's going to help provide much better data on how much waste is going in there. And so if we know how the materials flows works, we're better able to manage them.
Do you think the public needs to have a better education or better understanding on what can be recycled? Because it's not all plastics, is it?
No, and that is the issue. So government is taking the lead by providing regulation, by providing the increase in the landfill levy, which is redistributed through Waste Minimisation Fund. We need the infrastructure, the plants here in Aotearoa, so that people can do the right thing. We need a better labelling system so that people know on products what can be recycled and what needs to go in the bin. And so there's work being done on that. There's work being done on labelling for what products are compostable and which say they're compostable but aren't. So, yes, we need the education, but we also need more facilities here in New Zealand because under the last government, we've spent too much time sending waste overseas. We still do that, but we need to take responsibility for it here in New Zealand.
Absolutely. Now, Greenpeace has launched its recent campaign to ban single-use plastic bottles, and they've kindly addressed it to yourself. Could you see this as a reality? And if so, what costs would be involved or what alternatives to plastic could we see being used?
So with some plastics, like the PET, which are the clear plastic that is used in a lot of beverage containers, that can be reprocessed and then recycled 8 or 9 times. But if we've got the infrastructure in place, it's not single. It can be used more than once. But Greenpeace has got a major concern about the increasing use of plastics in packaging. And so some of the work that we're doing is to design a container return scheme because we have over 1 billion beverage containers in circulation in New Zealand each year. Some of those are made of aluminium, some of glass, some of plastic. So if we have a container return scheme, that will encourage people to return the containers, get a deposit back, and collect more materials for reprocessing. So what Greenpeace is advocating is possible. It's not part of the current plan, but totally recognise their strong advocacy to reduce the plastics that we use in packaging and really support that.
Okay, thank you. Well, I won't hold you up any longer, Minister. I know you've got a very busy day ahead of you, but thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
That was Associate Environment Minister Eugenie Sage talking to Ollie Joblin about recycling infrastructures. And this is quite an important topic, isn't it?
It is. Well, I was talking with our news director, Jemima, earlier, and I think just bringing up that education, because there is a lot that we can't actually recycle in this country. I know there's a great little catchphrase, one, two, glass and can, that's what we can recycle. But the plastics that do actually go off overseas that we send to China, they're not taking that anymore. So that's your plastics 3 to 7, which is ice cream containers, takeaway and yogurt bottles, anything like that. That's actually just going to landfills at the moment.
I think that's even worse when it comes to like overseas, because when I grew up, we're only taught on all plastics go into one bin, all papers go into one bin, and all aluminium cans go into one sort of bin. And yeah, it's only very recently that I only know that some sort of plastics can't be recycled. And yeah, education is quite important on that.
You've also got to wonder about all the rubbish bins around the city and everywhere, because people are just throwing whatever they like in there, really, aren't they? Is that getting
without
sorted?
Yeah. Giving no care at all, even though like some of them can be recycled. But bear in mind, there's one more thing to think into this because of falling international prices over stuff like plastics or maybe even aluminium cans. So quite a lot of stuff that people that should be recycled or could be recycled isn't being recycled at all, because people can't make a profit out of it. And
exactly.
Maybe subsidies for people.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.